Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. At the most recent Perry School Board meeting, the board approved a cell phone and smartwatch policy that will be in place coming into the new school year. So can you just give us a little bit of insight on where the policy came from, you know, the need to do it, as well as what the policy is and what parents and students should expect?
All right. First of all, the rationale behind it is to have student success on the different standards and the learning atmosphere that we need to create. So it's a reasonable policy in which we will have students put their phones or smartwatches or whatever into a case when they enter the rooms. And then we're going to focus on teaching and learning. And then when they leave, they'll be able to have them if they need to use them in the hallway during lunchtime. But the whole focus is going to be on creating that culture and atmosphere for teaching and learning. We have had, I think, a lot of struggles, and I think kids struggle with being on the phones constantly and getting constant interruptions. And no brain that I know of can be learning on some of the difficult tasks that they need to take on and see all their notifications and all their buzzing and beeping. And so the rationale, teaching and learning, less interruptions, focus on what our purpose is, and that's student success.
Now, I know it's kind of discussed at the board meeting, but how important is it going to be to have everyone be involved, from the staff as well as the teachers, students, and families?
You bet. Hey, it's going to take a village on this one, and it will take consistency on my part, administration, students, parents, everybody. But I think if we realize that it's a very reasonable policy, it isn't like we're taking the phones away and they can never use them throughout the day, just in the classroom. Let's get things done in the classroom. Let's see those scores increase. Let's get the skills that they need to be a productive citizen, and they will be fine. In a matter of 2 weeks, their habits will be changed and they'll be fine. We already have some teachers that have been very consistent about this, and they've had the students put their phones in as they welcome them into the classroom, and they put them in a container and they did just fine. And I know that the students can do it, and I know the parents can be behind it, our board's behind it, and we're going to be moving forward and get some momentum going on this, and it's going to be successful.
Now, another thing that was approved at the most recent Perry School Board meeting was stipends for administrative assistants in 2022-23. So can you just talk to us a little bit about the desire in wanting to approve that, as well as, you know, who all that's going to apply to?
All right. For our administrative assistants, which would be the secretaries that are they're the face and the voice that you will see and hear at all the different schools. And, you know, as a principal, these administrative assistants were absolutely vital to the success and the culture of Perry Elementary. And they, I think, in my opinion, have been underpaid for a long period of time. And this is a way to give them a little bit of a boost for this year. And we want to continue to bolster their hourly wage. I can't do that. You have to do that through negotiations. But anyway, we can do a stipend, and that's what the board approved, and I think it's well worth it, and they're very valuable to our school, and I think that maybe they've been underpaid, and it's time to make a change.
Now, the Perry Elementary is in the midst of wanting to redesign and remodel the kitchen area. So Can you just talk to us a little bit about where the progress is with that and when it might get started, that it might begin to be remodeled?
Well, first of all, that was designed as a serving kitchen, and now it has transformed to a serving or a prep and serving kitchen, and it is extremely, extremely crowded. So we are going to redesign it, remodel it, and the board approved the architect, and that's the start. So we hope that things will get started construction-wise, remodeling-wise, end of March. Want to have it ready to go by August 1st of next year.
Now, when we're talking about this remodel itself, obviously it would get started in March of 2023 and be ready to go in August of 2023. You know, what difference is it going to make, this remodel? You know, how much different is the kitchen going to be once it's finished, or what are the hopes?
The hopes are this. First of all, the efficiency in serving. Two will be the variety of food that they can prepare. And you just have a lot more latitude to do a lot more things as far as service and the type of foods, and it's going to be a much better working condition for those folks that work at the food service. They have been troopers to do the work that they're doing and to get that, you know, over 800, 850 people served in a short amount of time. So they've done a tremendous job with that. But we want to get a little bit better for them, better for the students. It's going to look better and have a great flow to it.
Now, right in line with food services offered in the Perry Community School District, the Perry School Board did approve price increases for the food service program. So can you just talk to us a little bit about where the necessity came to kind of increase those prices as well as what the increases are?
Yep. Well, first of all, the increases are about a dime. All right. So if you take a lunch, it's $2.65. Was $2.65, it'll be $2.75. So that's a dime. Okay. And that's basically what it was for middle school and the adult lunches and all the different lunches. So went up minimally. The key to it was to try to match the increased food prices. And that's what we're doing. And it's a small change in prices. And that will help to alleviate the increase of food prices.
Now, there was not an agenda item, but it was talked about a little bit at the most recent Perry School Board meeting, where there is some coaching vacancies throughout the district here for Perry. So can you just talk to us, you know, a little bit about what the hopes are in trying to get those positions filled, obviously ahead of sports seasons as they might begin?
Yeah, we do have a number of coaching vacancies, like many schools. And what we need to do is start almost recruiting our own. And we're looking into some, I think, incentives and some innovative ways to attract. But here's the big picture. If we want our activities to grow, if we want kids to be competitive, we need strong and knowledgeable coaches, which we have now, and we got to be able to continue that. So we have openings in volleyball, we have openings in basketball, we have openings middle school softball be coming up, middle school baseball. So we have a few openings, and I'm calling on our young moms and dads out there that maybe would be interested in helping out. Maybe it's at the middle school. You don't want to do high school. Give us a call. Give Caitlin Welchel a call, our new AD. Give me a call. We want to be able to do what we can to have good competitive activities, athletics, and keep thriving and have some success in that area.
And that was our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. You can find this story online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh. Always affordable.